long thing, and I have it right in front of me here, 6 inches away from my face. And now I'm sitting back here as though I would be with speaker. And over here, speaking towards the back, maybe. Now, I put the thing in my pocket. It's on standby ability. So I can walk around now, and it is on dictation to give the clearest type of recording. The conference, that does fine, but it's a little noisy background. And now that it's on dictation, I'm here in the kitchen. I seem to have a nice residence here in the kitchen. This would be a good place to do recordings because you have a nice residence here. So this is how it sounds when I'm in the kitchen, and it's in my pocket and right under my chin, so to speak, maybe about 6 inches away from me, and doing a beautiful job. That's a good concept. I will put it through on the computer to see how that sounds too, because it'd be interesting to see just what that sounds like. Okay, now this is from my mouth here. That's 6 inches when it's in my pocket, which I guess is really perhaps a real fine place to have it, or around my neck, or however I might do it. Now I'm going to stop it for a minute. Now we're on again at a minute and 34 seconds and 37 seconds. 39, we're doing just fine. And to review recording, move the slide switch to the reverse position. Reverse position while recording. Then move the slide switch to play position when you want to start playback. Move the slide switch to reverse position while recording. Then move it to play switching. I see. The recorder plays up to the end of the file and stops. You can then overwrite or append recordings to the same file from that point. And as you cannot select a different recording mode than that of the original file when appending recording. It seemed to work for me, but then again, things work for me that don't always work for everybody else. You can overwrite a previously recorded file from any point within the file. Note that the overwriting recordings will be erased. Now let's stop this here.